as we come into this practice of forgiving ourselves, let's be very diligent about our postures. This is such an important way to support ourselves. So let's remember the mountain posture that we've been engaging with today. Feet planted, bottom hands planted. Feel that unconditional support from the earth. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down a few times. Opening the chest and the heart. Letting the shoulder blades flatten to the back. So you've got a nice, straight, tall back, an open front. Strong back, soft front. This is what we need. Head nicely balanced. Eyes open or close, whatever suits. And just feel into breath and body for a few moments. Give yourself soothing touch. Let the soothing touch be a reminder to bring kindness to yourself as you go through the practice. As we engage with this practice, we're going to be doing the practice that you'll find outlined in your workbook. This one starts at page 157. And it's essentially got five steps. The first step being opening to the pain. You don't need to take any notes right now. You don't need to read anything. Just take in this outline. It's all there in your workbook. So opening to the pain, bringing compassion to the pain, letting yourself entertain the wisdom piece that we talked about, that whatever happened has arisen out of a multitude of interdependent causes and conditions, many of which were not under our control. So that's the third step. So first step, opening the pain. Second step, the self-compassion. The third step, the wisdom. The fourth, trying on the intention to forgive. And then the fifth is self-care, keeping yourself out of harm's way in the future. Now, as we do this five-step process that you'll find in your workbook, we'll also use the RAIN acronym because that's familiar for you and can really help you. So with the RAIN acronym, we'll put the G in front and ground. So this is our mountain posture. So really take that in right now. Really ground. Take some nice full breaths. Give yourself soothing touch. And just letting that sense of the body and the breathing be there in a supportive way throughout the practice. And now, recognizing and allowing something that you would like to make an attempt to forgive yourself for. Please take on a relatively easy situation, something that's 1, 2, 3 out of 10 in severity. And this is the opening to the pain. We do need to open to the pain of it all as we remember the story. Something we did to another, or maybe it's a frequent behavior or habit that really affects ourselves more. We're having trouble forgiving ourselves for how we're treating ourselves. So holding that situation in mind, can you, with a bit of courage, open to the pain that it's caused you, that it may have caused another? Maybe there's guilt, regret, remorse. This takes courage. How does this pain feel in the body? So we're recognizing it, we're allowing it, and we're investigating a little, feeling it in the body. And now the end of rain has two parts here. The first part is the nurture. So giving ourselves some soothing touch. Can you recognize that not being perfect is just part of being a human being, that we all make mistakes, that guilt is part of our human experience? And can you offer yourself compassion for how you've suffered with this? Some soothing words, soothing tone. And you might want to keep that nice strong mountain pose throughout. Maybe you can't offer yourself the words, but you could imagine your compassionate friend could. May I be kind to myself with this? May I take care of myself with this? No one's perfect. Now, for some of you, you may need to just stay there. That's fine. But for others, you may feel ready to go on to the third step, which is the other end of rain, which is that recognition of nature rolling on, the multitude of conditions and causes, so that we are not identified with what happened. Can you let yourself reflect for a few moments to understand what led to the mistake? Were there any particular causes in the moment in your body? Health, lack of sleep, hunger. Undue stress that set it up. Maybe an old core belief got triggered in that situation. An unmet need. Sometimes we hurt others when we're just actually trying to go about our lives and take care of ourselves, but it has repercussions for others, which are unfortunate. Can you appreciate with some wisdom that whatever it is you did came out of a universe of conditions and causes, most of which were not under your control? And now the fourth step, can we bring an intention to forgive ourselves in this case? Trying on a phrase perhaps with soothing touch, supportive posture. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused this pain. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that cause this pain. Perhaps a sense of your own wounded child within. And then the fifth step is, can we resolve to not hurt ourselves or another in this manner again, at least to the best of our abilities? Can we make a little resolve here? Maybe a little phrase. May I never do this again? May I find a better way to respond? May I engage with more care? And then just letting all of that be as it is. And feel into body, feel into breathing, challenging practice. And in a few moments, you'll take time to make some notes and reflect on it further. Just steady yourself in your body and in your breathing. And listening to the bells to come out of the practice.